The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, another Dublin institution has announced that it's moving from the city centre out to the suburbs. It's the latest in a line of independent shops that's moving out. Knobs and Knockers has been on Nassau Street for almost 50 years, and its owner, Des Cooney, joins me now. Des, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks.
Moving out from Nassau Street, why?
We're moving out because the city centre doesn't suit our type of business anymore. 40 odd years ago, when we opened a business, you had to be in the city centre to have credibility. Well, at that stage, all of the business traditionally to do with house building and renovation, the builders, merchants, kitchen showrooms, bathroom showrooms, tiles, they were all city centre based. But one by one over the years, with the advent of industrial estates, retail parks, the M50, these companies could move to bigger locations, better designed, purpose-built, in fact, with car parking for their customers at much lower overheads.
And you're moving out to Dunleary.
We're moving out to beside Baker's Corner in Dunleary. Yes.
And following on from the logic of that, is there a sense in which clients that you might have want to look at different options and look at different things in one day, and a lot of them are already out in the suburbs, so that's the way they do
it,
is it?
You have it in one, because if someone's building a house and they get a day with their interior designer or their architect and they want to look at the nice things about the end of the house, the kitchens, the bathrooms, tiles, doors, etc. They go around to the various people, have a look and get influenced and make their decisions. And it might come at the end, and what about the door handles? Oh, the Knobs and Knockers, we'll never get there today. We've no time, because we're not in the city centre.
How are you feeling about moving out nearly 50 years?
It's quite nostalgic, because the publicity that the move has generated in the last few days and the comments on social media about the business, I never realised it was so affectionately held. I'm very pleased.
But you must feel a bit emotional about going into work every day 48 years in Nassau Street, and you won't be going in there.
I do, but it has to move on. If the business is to grow to the next generation, I can't grow it in that location.
So when it comes to the city centre issue, I mean, if you look at Dublin city centre, it's booming. It's full of people, full of visitors. You could argue that it may be just changing, that there are lots of restaurants and cafes and bars to cater for all that. It's just that it depends on what it is you want to buy. You know, I don't know, I might not go into the city centre if I was going to buy a drill or a TV.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If I'm going to buy clothes, or I'm going to buy a present for somebody.
Yeah, exactly. The Dublin city centre, all that type of business has moved out over the years, and has been replaced with very vibrant coffee shops and bars and restaurants, phone shops, whatever. But all these people who can afford to pay higher rents. And specialist businesses have moved outside, where they need more space at more affordable cost.
The shop front itself and the name Knobs and Knockers and all of that is so well known over the years, but that's only a part of what you do. You would often do work for high-end clients in their house, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. 85% of the business is door handles, hardware and products for the home. The bit you see in the window dressed up with giftware, that represents a small bit of what we do. But it gets prominent space, and it might confuse people. But yes, we do a lot of fit-outs for big private houses.
So what's the most somebody has spent?
We did one job a couple of years ago, and it was 70,000.
70,000.
Now, that's when you put in, it was a very big house. It was a big house in County Meath. And there was everything from the window handles, the door locks, doorknobs, all the electrical fittings.
Would people who have, you know, that kind of income or wealth, would they be particularly sensitive about privacy?
Yes,
you can't bring a mobile phone in, can you?
That is critical. There have been jobs in the past where privacy is critical. And when you get to the end of the job and the house has been finished and the finishes are coming into play and you actually see what the house is going to look like, yes, there have been restrictions on people bringing in mobile phones in case they photograph it.
So they wouldn't want you talking about it?
No.
When it comes to the city centre question, What's your view about, do you see this, the changes that we've talked about, as just a natural progression or a natural change, or is it something that you see as the city centre not going the right way? It's something that we should be conscious of and say, do we really want to change the fabric of the centre of the capital city?
The city has changed, and the demands in the city have changed, but the city is suffering for this gradually over time, because the little specialist shops that bring people into a city, that make a difference, are disappearing. Now, Knobs and Knockers, I never thought we were a great business or an iconic business, as we've been called recently, and I'm very pleased we have been. But one of the things I did notice, that over the years, if I had a euro for every photograph taken of a shopfront by a tourist and people posing and putting it online, it's fantastic. So that's a little bit of Dublin that's going to disappear, unfortunately. And all those photographs back home in America, wherever they were sent to, are gone too, will be gone too.
When are you opening in Dunleary?
We're opening in Dunleary, we hope, by the 1st of August. We'll leave Nassau Street at the last weekend of this month and move out over the 4 days.
1st of August. Well, the best of luck with it. I hope Guns N' Roses Slash keeps his Knobs yeah. and Knockers t-shirt.
Okay.
Des Cooney from Knobs and Knockers, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Richard.